Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey from Daddy Mojo. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. We're taking a look at the new all-age comic books in superheroes. There's a brand new graphic novel that is aimed just at girls from DC. That's awesome. Future Quest is also out, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl in humor. The Pink Panther is awesome, and I'll tell you why you need to pick it up. Also taking a look at three new Joe books, I'll tell you what they are. In Action, the Ghostbusters International Trade Paperback, a new young adult book from Jim Henson, and Super Pro KO, what's that? It's this week on the podcast. The music you're listening to in the background this week is from The Losers. You can hear all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. And this being late June, I find it really kind of strange and odd relative to where we live in the South that some school districts just got out of school. Our friends up in New York City just released school this week, which is interesting and quite different from us, and that's kind of a coincidence, because the first book we're taking a look at this week is Ghostbusters International. Now, on the surface, for those that may not follow the comic world, this may sound just like kind of like a cop-off to piggyback onto the movie that's coming out this summer. However, Ghostbusters International is a great series on its own, and this is the trade paperback that collects issues 1 through 4. In this case, the Ghostbusters crew, Ray, and the normal guys who you know and love, Venkman, they go overseas. They go to Venice, Italy. They go to all sorts of countries, thus the title, Ghostbusters International. We took a look at, I think it was issue number 5 or 6. It's a very funny comic book with great writing. To that end, the writing is so good that younger kids aren't going to get it. They're not going to understand the jokes. There's nothing graphic about it, no scary monsters per se. I wouldn't give it to our 4-year-old. However, our 6-year-old likes looking at the pictures. He just doesn't get the jokes. So, if you have a child who's maybe, say, 9 and up that likes the Ghostbusters, check out this trade paperback. It collects issues 1 through 4 from this very high-quality miniseries from IDW. It's Ghostbusters International. Secondly, I want to take a look at Jim Henson's Shadows of Dark Crystal. Now, this is it's a young adult novel. This is billed as number 1. So there's going to be a series of these coming out that take place before The Dark Crystal. If you're fans of that movie, it's going to have echoes of that movie, but this takes place before it. Years before the events, actually. I'm reading the synopsis right now. A young Gefling woman who leaves her secluded home to uncover the truth surrounding the disappearance of her brother, who has been accused of treason by the sinister Skekis Lords. This movie is fabulous. If you haven't seen The Dark Crystal, it may be a little too dark for young kids. 10 and up, man, it is so imaginative and so awesome. And this leads me to a slight side tangent. If you're ever in Atlanta, you must visit the Center for Puppetry Arts. They have, I don't know if it's the world's largest, but it's a very large room stacked with just Jim Henson creations. And a large percentage of that is Dark Crystal stuff. It's beautiful if you're ever in Atlanta. And this young adult novel is one you want to pick up if you have a middle schooler that likes to read. It's a novel, so it's going to be almost picture-free, but it's going to have the same spirit and the same greatness that Henson evoked in all of his creations. I am optimistic of it. Who's the author on this? J.M. Joseph Lee. Joseph Lee and Brian Froud. Publisher is Grosset and Dunlap, if you follow those things. Lastly, it's another book that's going to be for slightly older kids. I'll say ages 10 and up, just because of the content. Younger kids aren't going to want to read about wrestlers, for the most part, and they're not going to get the humor and the action in this one. This is a release from Oni Press. It's Super Pro Co. It's a tongue twister. Super Pro KO. That's what it is. It's kind of tough to say if you're winded and been caring for the kids all day. Super Pro KO, it's volume 3, Gold for Glory. So there have been issues before this. In this one, a new wrestler who's arrogant, fancy that, his name is Bad Butcher Rowdy. He comes in to try and settle the score with Crown. So if you've seen any of the wrestling comics, and I forget who does that from the WWE, but they've got a line of, that's not Titan. You know, I forget who it is. But this is going to be different from that because Super Pro KO is going to be goofier, campier, and less real, more surreal, and funnier, as it were. So it's going to be different than those comics if you're hip to those. It's Super Pro KO. It's a graphic novel, and it's from Oni Press. And Oni Press, on their kids' stuff, does really great stuff with very creative and clever stuff. And this is going to be great for kids, 9 and up. One of the complaints that some parents have about comic book stores and the comic book field in general is how they do not do a good job of attracting girls to the medium and how women are portrayed in general in some of the titles. For the adult titles, man, that's a whole different world because that criticism is true. However, in the all-age market, there are a lot of great titles that are good for girls. We're going to take a look at two of them now. One of these is brand new, and it's unique because it's a trade paperback. It is DC Superhero Girls Finals Crisis. Now, if you checked out Free Comic Book Day this past April, you may have seen a free comic book version from the DC Superhero Girls. What this is, it takes kind of like a tween or an early teen look, however you want to categorize it, for the DC Superhero Girls. In this graphic novel, we've got Supergirl, Wonder Woman, Bumblebee, Batgirl, Harley Quinn, Katana, and Poison Ivy. They're all in the same school, and they're trying to learn how to be adults with the superpowers that they have. And I know superhero purists are going to say, but you've got heroes and villains in the same school, what's going on with that? I would say just get over it, because this release is one that you want to pick up for your girls. And here's the kicker. It's going to be great for ages 6 and up. The content, if you saw the free comic book version, you have an idea about the content and the language. There's enough action in it to keep the young kids interested. I feel like such an old guy when I said the young kids. Those whippersnappers, they'll like the action, but they will. There's a lot of action in it, and the vocabulary is going to be approachable for the younger kids to where it's not going to intimidate them, and it's not going to put off the slightly older kids, say 9 and up, because there's going to be enough of a compromise to make everybody happy. And this is one you want to look at, especially if you have a girl who is 6 and up. And it's only $10, which is awesome for a brand new, never seen before, trade paperback. Also from DC this week is one comic that we really like for a couple of different reasons. It brings back a lot of great memories that we have from some of the Hanna-Barbera stuff that we saw growing up. It's Future Quest number 2. This is a fantasy comic that I'm still kind of trying to get my head and my concept around because it's a little confusing. In issue number 1, it was all about Johnny and Hodge, and at the end of it, Space Ghost comes in. And it's interesting because there's a whole lot of vocabulary and a whole lot of reading for this. So younger kids, say 6 and 7, they may not like it because there wasn't much action in the first one. However, now that Space Ghost has come back into the picture, that's where issue 2 picks up. Johnny and Hodge are saying, hey, who is this guy who's crossed into our dimension? It's Space Ghost. He's not coast to coast, he's just in Florida. But as the wormhole goes, he's brought some people with him. And there's a ship who has a pilot. And her name, well, she doesn't know her name, she just knows that she has a pet named Blip. So this is going to be great for fantasy people as well as parents who maybe want to just take a little trip back in the What's Up machine to the Hanna-Barbera years. It's Future Quest number 2. Comes out this week. The other title this week that's going to be great for girls ages, I will say again, 7 or 8 and up, is Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 9. Now, if you look at Marvel's ratings on this, Marvel says this is a teen title. It's not. It really isn't. It may be rated teen because of some of the things that Squirrel Girl has. She's a normal teen, but she's a squirrel, and she has some superheroes, some superhero powers. Mm-hmm. This is part 2 of I Kissed a Squirrel and I Liked It. So you can see there's a little bit of some undertones there, but it's nothing bad. If you're hesitant at all, just take a quick peek at the inside concept and inside art and vocabulary in Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 9. And I think you'll agree that this is going to be cool for ages 8 and up. And I think its sweet spot is going to be ages 12, because they're going to get a little more of the jokes, more than the younger set. But there's going to be nothing bad for an 8-year-old to look at this. Squirrel Girl, she's unbeatable. This is issue number 9 from Marvel Comics. In Humor Comics this week, are one of the best titles that we like this year. Issue number 2 comes out for the Pink Panther. This comic, we were Pink Panther fans back in the mid-70s, and this wasn't new issues of the Pink Panther. This was like the classic stuff back then from the early 70s. So when I saw it even then, it was a couple years old. This is a brand new comic, issue number 2 from American Mythology Productions, and it is funny. It's very droll. It's dry. Some of it is going to be almost wordless, and some of it's going to have some words. So any age is going to love this. Plus, kids like the Pink Panther. He's always happy. He is kind of like Phineas. Kind of like Phineas and Phineas and Ferb, like that. You never see Phineas frown except for that one image in the introduction. Like the Pink Panther. You never see him frown. You never see him angry. And there's not really a bad guy in Pink Panther. So that's why this is almost a perfect all-ages comic book. Because of that. And in issue number 2, you've got Bat and Lash and the cat from Archie Comics, Bill Galvin, doing the art in here. If you checked out the Pink Panther issue from Free Comic Book Day, you know it's awesome. And again, just take a quick peek inside this book, and I think you'll love it. Your kids will love it. Parents, you may like it because it brings back some good memories. Issue number 2 comes out this week. For the girls, there's another great comic coming out for you this week. It's Disney Princesses number 4. Now, this is one of the Joe books that we're going to highlight this week, because they do a really great job of encapsulating some stories from some animated properties that they don't own. Like heretofore, maybe you expect a Disney Princesses comic book to be on a Disney Princesses comic book label or an imprint. And that's not the case with any of their IDW stuff either. This is just over at Joe Books, and this one has the princesses from Ariel, Belle, Rapunzel, Tiana, Cinderella, Aurora, lots more. Girls are going to love this, ages 6 and up. Boom, especially girls, this is your sweet spot. From Amy Meberson, who was just at MomoCon, awesome, and Georgia Ball doing this one. If you're a little more into the DreamWorks kind of fantasy type thing, Shrek number 2 comes out this week. And this one has a lot in common with Madagascar number 4. Aside from being a DreamWorks property, it's a very funny comic book. It really, it's much better than you think it is, because you think that a comic book is not going to translate the humor and the characters from a movie very well. However, these books, Madagascar and Shrek from DreamWorks, do it very well over at Joe Books. They really do. In the Madagascar issue number 4, you've got King Julian returning to Madagascar. He's expecting to hear his welcome. Instead, he discovers somebody's taken his throne, and King Julian must fight to get it back. However, I think he does. Just a guess, though. It's great stuff. It really is. That is what we have this week at your local comic book store for new all-age comic books. There's a lot more, though. I think there are maybe 15 humor comics. Just check out the post over at daddymojo.net or daddymojo.com to see the entire list. My Little Pony, Doctor Who, all sorts of new stuff also comes out this week. There's always a Doctor Who book out. But it's usually good. Really is. On Twitter, we are at daddymojo. Email is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at DaddyMojo.net. If you have anything that you want to share with us, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, DaddyMojo.net, or hit us up at DaddyMojo on social media.